Blog Talk Radio.
Give it up for Naughty by Nature!
In the house here on a Sunday morning, an early Sunday morning here in New York City, Staten Island Shaolin, representing to the fullest. How y'all doing out there? Hard Hits Network here, Derek Phil, Steve Flex, a little special overnight, little short brief edition. Hoping for a little special little bit of a face-off, hoping for a face. We're looking to do a face-off with JPG, with John Gianorio. John Gianorio, who says that he hates Derrick Rose and has turned against the Chicago Bulls, his hometown team. And we'd like to see, we'd like to test JPG, actually. We'd really like to test JPG in terms of putting him on trial. We'd like to find out what turned JPG into a Benedict. So, I mean, that is the focus. That's going to be my focus for now on. My focus is going to be on JP Benedict, a person that, for some reason or another, has turned against his hometown. He is originally from Chicago on the outskirts, and it really is disappointing, actually. I mean, I don't know, JPG is just a very confusing character. The background on John Gianorio is he's from Illinois, from that Chicago area, and grew up there, and then he left. But when he first grew up there, he was all in on his hometown teams, okay? He was. Of course, he was Cubs, the Bears, and the Bulls, front and center, was JPG. And then something changed. Oh, I mean, between maybe when he finally left, when he left Chicago for California life to become a statiologist, a major in statiology, as JPG did, because he is a stat master, as we know, heart beating faster and faster, John Gianorio changed as he was at Stanford. And yeah, I'm really confused to what happened to JPG. It's like all of a sudden he just started turning on everything. First, he would not support the Stanford Cardinals. He wouldn't support their football team, even though he was at Stanford, which didn't make a lot of sense to me. But he was from Illinois, and he did support the Illinois run to the Final Four. He did support that. So that was a positive also. That's when Deron Williams, when D-Well was leading that Illinois charge in that Final Four. It wasn't all bad, but you know, we started to see some early signs though back in 2003, 2004, as JPG trickulating into a statiologist. And what is a statiologist? Well, it's obviously someone who is obsessed with stats, and that is what JPG became, a statiologist. A word that I've made up, obviously, when it comes to statistics, but obviously a word that I believe JPG has become, statiology. And he was a stat master. He would study all these different charts at Stanford, of course, and have all these different philosophies and formulas and numbers. And this would become a JPG thing. This would become the JPG trademark. And where does JPG come from, by the way? Now, here's some background on John Gianorio. John Gianorio is John Paul Gianorio. So, obviously, that would be PG for short. And JPG came from his screen name when we used to have the chat room brigade on AOL. So, a little background on the chat room. I was actually not an original member of this. The chat room brigade was originally JPG, Colin Kennedy, who has also been a guest many times on the show, he was Van Warrenator. And also you had Nate Sousa, who's now a detective, Detective Sousa, a very controversial detective out in the California, in that California region. As Nas, he was Nas Ilmatic, and you had my brother, the one and only JNF Justin Noah, all caps, NYRS 94. And you also had Rob Davis as KR, capital K, lowercase R, capital A, lowercase Z, capital E, 96, craze 96. And right now, I am getting the information through to JPG. And the question is, will he come on as we get ready to discuss his past, discuss the past of JPG, of becoming JPG? Yes, that's the question. A discussion on past, the chat room, and the history of the brigade as we come to know it. And am I missing anybody from this brigade? How could I forget Greg Crowell? Greg Crowell, who was now a gamer, up back in the Steel City, back in Pennsylvania, and he does a lot of interesting things. You really got to give him a follow. You know, if you're not on the Twitter, you should definitely give him a follow. He's great. I'll tell you how much. The great GQ, and he's just terrific. He's terrific to follow, actually. Very interesting character. And he is the great GQ. So that was his screen name. So we had all these characters, right? I got introduced to all these characters back when I was working at ESPN, actually. That's how it started, is that I got introduced to all these characters. And I'm trying to think. Did I name everybody? There also was Whipwrecker. Yes, the original Whipwrecker. Whipwrecker is another very interesting character. He was from Florida. He was obsessed with, well, he wasn't obsessed. He was a big Jaguars fan. He was a Jags fan. And also, he used to follow, well, he was a big Gators fan. The Jags and the Gators were teams. So he was big into football. And he also followed, oh my God, there used to be a hockey team. Hockey team that was coached by Ron Duguay. Yes, that Ron Duguay. The same Ron Duguay that is part of the Rangers telecast now. Ron Duguay actually used to coach the Jacksonville Barracudas, as I remember it. Yes, that's who they were. The Jacksonville Barracudas. I remember now. So, and what they were, if I can remember, and are they still around? No, they're not around anymore. They were a professional hockey team, though. So they lasted 6 years. They lasted about 6 years. They were the Atlantic Coast Hockey League, so the ACHL. So that's what they were, and the World Hockey Association. And they were there from 2002 to 2008. They did win a championship, and he was kind of obsessed team or whatever that was coached by Ron Duguay, as I recall. Yes. So, yeah, I can't believe I could actually remember the Jacksonville Barracudas. But these are all interesting parts and all interesting historics of the chat room. Yes. The team that Whip was a huge fan of. And he also used to get to see a lot of, like, minor league games out in Florida. So a lot of baseball games, too. And that was also a Dan Wheeler passion. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Was Dan Wheeler an original member of this brigade, or did he come on later? These are questions that I'm asking right now in terms of this brigade. Because there's a history. There's a history here. I mean, there is definitely a history. When it comes to our brigade, so I'm trying to go back, and I'm trying to just go back and just try to recapture the times before everything turned into total chaos, which is basically the chat room brigade in itself. We are a little bit chaotic. There is that. And the chat room brigade was actually made by Justin, I believe. There was actually a chat room brigade. So the question is, can I find it? Let's see. This might be it. Holy hell, I found it. I actually found the chat room brigade. This dates back to 2005, folks. The actual chat room brigade. These are old chats. Old chats from way back in the day when we used to have some, when the madness really was starting, this dates back to 2005. That's the last one that we have here. And these were all based off of AOL chats. And I became a member. I was inducted. I became part of this group back in 2002, when I was over at ESPN. I got introduced to these guys, these cast of characters, and these crazy characters. They were. There used to be just a lot of just crazy stuff going on, but there's not a lot on this page, you know, just looking at it now. But I just realized something. It's possible. I'm not saying that we can do it. Is it possible that I could join this blog and create and continue the chat room brigade? This is a good question. That's a question that should be a good question. And I believe we also had our own Wikipedia. So I want to see if I could find the Wikipedia for the chat room. That's another thing I'm going to try to do, since JPG is probably not going to come on because JPG is afraid to come on and have an interrogation. He will not be interrogated by me, Derek DeFlo, Felix, or Detective Holiday. So I don't think he's going to come on because we all know that he's afraid. And when you're afraid, you don't come on. Yes, I found it. I actually found it. Now the question is, does it still exist? Oh my God, it does. Wow. Welcome to the Chat Room Brigade. Here you will find the definitive history of the internet's most infamous group of chatters. Oh my God. I didn't think I would actually find it, but I did find it. All right. So I not only rediscovered Justin's page, but now I have found the wikisite.com page of the chat room. And basically what it is a definition of the people that have been members of the brigade. And it's a long list, actually. I forgot about Jeff. Jeff was definitely a member of this brigade. And I don't even know how to describe. I don't really know how to describe how I got introduced into this. And yeah, I didn't really. It's like I didn't know how to react at first. Yeah, I don't know why my brother brought me into these chats, but he just decided to bring me into these chats. And so, yeah, you know what the crazy part is. You know, when these guys started chatting, you know, they were all, yeah, I mean, every one of them were, they were all teenagers. Every one of them were, you know, now they're in their, they're like 31, 32 years old, but, and I was what? I was actually a baby back then. I was 25 actually living my dream, working at ESPN, so as a stats researcher doing hockey NHL remote production, statistical research. I'd give anything to have those days back. Actually, that was a real fun time. I loved it. I really loved being able to do it. Actually, it was a lot of fun. And you know, it's funny because we worked out of a trailer. worked out of a trailer, ESPN. These are true facts, is that we worked out of a trailer. Basically Yeah, I mean, normally I have a lot of words, but I really don't. I really don't have a lot of words. Do any of these links work? No, they don't. This page has really been, it has been in use. So when you have a page that's not in use, a lot of the stuff that we did have not saved. So, like, the chat, like, everything on it is true. The last time people edited this was in 2011, according to this. Wow. Yeah, February, according to this, February 17th, 2011, Nate Sousa, under his UCLA Sucks name, contributed to this. He actually contributed something. So, I'm really at a loss for words tonight. I mean, I'm not really hosting this show. I am hosting a show, but it's not really a show. Not really a show. I mean, I was hoping JPG would be part of it, but he just doesn't want to be part of the history of his own, like, dramatic falling. I mean, I'm discussing the history chat room. That's the interesting thing. So, how many members were there of this brigade that I'm discussing? And this is probably the worst show I've ever done, but it's a show that has to be done, actually. But it's got to be done with other people taking part. That's the problem. Eugene has always been referenced as part. He's actually always been referenced. I don't know. I really don't know what to say about this. I don't think I have an account on here. Let's see here. I'm going to try. Let's see if I actually do have an account on here. Nah, I don't think I do. I can check. I'm actually trying to sign in to this chat room and see if I actually have anything here. According to this, I don't. Okay. So if I don't have an account, I can actually create an account. All right, so let's create an account. Let's actually create an account. All right. According to this, I don't have an account here. So now, can you create an account? That's a question. This is an old wiki site, actually. That's probably why it's not working. So I'm like, I'm trying to actually figure out how to this page has been locked to prevent editing. I see. So unless you're a user, according to this, unless you're a user, you can't edit pages. Well, of course not. You have to be a user to actually be part of this page. What I'm gonna do? Yeah, I'm gonna actually play some music because I don't have anything else better to do right now. So, without further notice, I'm gonna take a little break, and you're gonna listen to some music. So, first we came in with Naughty by Nature. Let's with Hip Hop Hooray. Let's go back to the early 90s when it was a great time to be a 90s person and a great time to be a fan of music. Let's go.
Of the Jackson 5, I drop jewels, wear jewels, hope to never run it with more dicks in a baby in a mother's stomach. Nasty knives, after rhymes, tis the wise. This is exercise till the microphone dies. Back in 83, I was an MC sparking, but I was too scared to grab the mics in the parks and kick my little raps, cause I thought niggas wouldn't understand. And now in every jam, I'm a fucking man. I rap in front of more niggas than in a slave ship. I used to watch chips, now I load plot clips. I got to have it, I miss Mr. Magic. Versatile, my style switches like a faggot, but not bisexual. I'm an intellectual, a rap, I'm a professional, and that's no question, yo. These are the lyrics of the man, you can't never understand, cause in the streets I'm well known like the number man. In my place with the bass and format, it's floor rap. And tell me Nas ain't all that. And next time I rhyme, I'll be foul. Whenever I freestyle, I see trial, niggas say I'm wow. I hate a rhyme fighter's rhyme. Stay tuned, I assume the real rap comes at halftime.
Right, yeah.
Noon, I kick half the tune, and in the darkness, I'm heartless like when the narc said word to Marcus Garvey, a heartless barking. Cause when I blast a herb, that's my word, I be slaying them fast, doing this, that, and the third. But chill, Pastor Andre, and let's lay. I bag bitches up at John Jay and hit a matinee, putting hits on 5-0. Cause when it's my time to go, I wait for God with the fofo, and fighters can't come near. And you'll go to hell to the fell cop who shot Garcia. I won't plant seeds, don't need an extra mouth, I can't feed. That's extra Philly change, more cash for damp weed. This goes out to Manhattan, the Allen of Staten, Brooklyn and Queens is living fat in the boogie down. Enough props, enough clout. Ill will, rest in peace, yo, I'm out.
Right.
All right, that was Halftime by the one and only Nas, who actually, of course, Nate Suso is actually named after Nas El-Matic, his old screen name, a part of the Chat Room Brigade there, history, and of course, the other song, of course, infamous Uptown Anthem from Naughty by Nature, Not 'Cause I Hate Ya. Uptown Anthem, of course, part of Juice. One of the better movies that I remember back in 1991 with Tupac. Different time, of course. A different time. And a different time, you know. The 90s are a different time, to be honest. And Brian Sanhorn actually is in Vegas right now. But this is D-Flex, Derek Felix, and obviously this is just going to be a waste, of course, of a show, because it's just nothing going on. We're going to be doing some stuff probably. I'm sure we're gonna start putting together some stuff here on this network and try to create some shows. You know, we're still waiting for Brian and Rob Davis, Robert Retirement Davis, to start their Believers show. The True Believers, that would be the whole show, the Bills theme show, about what it's like to be a Buffalo Bills fan. It's definitely got to be tough. I mean, no doubt about it. So there's that. I definitely want to do some different stuff with this place. And obviously, I just don't have the energy tonight that I usually do. But I'm sorry about that. My brother had. I forgot that my brother created a blogger account. I forgot about this. I definitely had forgotten about this. I used to be all over Blogger, actually. That's when I first started really doing posts. You know, that's when I still have a lot of different things that I was part of. I mean, I did my old Hardhead stuff on there. I had the original Battle of New York was on there, of course. There was also New York Puck that was on there, and Welcome to Hell, which I also did, which didn't really last all that long. Wow, look at this. I actually did find something that I wrote and actually posted last year, according to this. Wow. I'm going to read this, actually. It's called My One Shining Star. I haven't written you in a while. It's been forever since I saw your smile. The fly magic, one like Kool-Aid, sweet like sugar, fresh as lemonade. I remember a time when you were all in my mind. So fly girl, you are one of a kind. But we got lost, and now I'm trying to recapture lost days. And I'm sitting by myself all in a daze. I never forgot who you are, that one shining star who could light up even the darkest day. Turn ice cold weather into sunshine in May. Flowers all around my living room. You come in full bloom, it's always June. I just want to see you again, instead of daydreaming and lost tonic and gin. Your image is fresh in my mind, dancing around like I'm already dead. No wonder I get so dizzy at work. I must have been a selfish jerk not to pay you more attention when I awakened at your every mention. You have that something special that can't be explained. No wonder there are days where I wince in pain. It's from endless shame of not giving you more. Now I feel as though I've been swept ashore. You don't realize what you mean to me. I give anything to create fantasy into reality. I send you texts, but you never respond. But it's like we lost our bond. Maybe you think I'm someone else, when all I really want is you in my life. You inspire me like a goddess, looking all fancy in that red dress. A picture of love dancing around like a dove, smooth like butter because there ain't no other. I'll never give up my dream of one day making you my queen. The best thing on this lonesome island. You're the fancy one in this fan line. You're the fancy one in this fine land. I'll see you soon and take you to the moon above the flashy stars. Let's escape to Mars. This was written, not even a year ago. I mean, it's pretty personal, actually. And it's too personal for me. Sometimes I have times where I just want to write. And this one was kind of just, wow. I forgot that I wrote that. Yeah, I mean, I really did forget that I wrote that. That's probably the best thing. I mean, it probably is the best thing I've written in quite some time. It's about someone, obviously. Someone I really care for and adore. She knows who she is. I think that I was a little too angry, to be honest. Because it's like, I mean, because I think sometimes it's, like, so easy to get frustrated. But, like, when I analyze it and when I think about it now, she's never going to be more than what she is. You know, it's just a distant friend. I mean, you know, we used to be close. Well, it's just, well, it is what it is, you know. I mean, she's great. She really is great. I can't say anything other than she's great. I've met a lot of people. She's special. That's the only thing I could really say. She's really special. It's probably the best thing I said, you know, since I started this show. It's like, all the other stuff, that don't mean shit. It doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, stuff I talk about, it's just bull. But when the truth comes down, when reality comes, know, that one shining star, you know, special. She's special. She really is a shining star that rises above and just spreads her wings like love and just ocean above and just, man, magic potion, you know, around that ocean. I wish her all the best, man. That's all I can really do. That's who I really am. You know, that's who I really am. That's my soul. I really do miss her. You know, I really do. I mean, it's like, I see her on Facebook all the time. It's like, there's not even a reason to message her. It ain't gone anywhere. It's almost like I gave up. I did, because I realized, you know, it's just like, when someone just doesn't want the attention anymore, it's just, or they just, I'll never be able to figure out why, you know? I'll never understand why. It's like I do understand, but I don't. I mean, that's probably going to do it for this live edition. I don't even know why I hosted this show, but I'm glad that I at least, you know, I recited what I recited, though. I started the show with like a different vision, but I ended completely different mindset. You know, if you really love someone, I'm not telling you to give up. Don't give up. You know, just all you could do is be their friend. That's the only thing you really can be. And that's the message that I'm spreading tonight. We'll see you all next time.
Baby girl in the interviews now, and I don't bring the problems from the 90s and the 2000s. There's no reason to have a friend or two now, cause the kid's ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Maybe I speak in general now, but girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. Where I go, they wear bikinis in the winter too now. Don't you think about tan lines on the skin of you now? Why wouldn't I wanna spend a few thou? Fifth Fab, shopping sprees, and them dinners to chow. I ain't concerned what other men would do now. As long as when I slide up in you, you growl. And any dude with you, he better be a kin of you now. And I ain't jealous, it's the principle now. I'm so into you. them roof crisps. You love my smile, no matter how chipped my tooth is. With you, it ain't because my whips is ruthless. So sit on chrome, dipped up deuces. And you ain't flattered by canary MVS, dip taste sauces. Cover ballers look dumb when they press you. Fives and sixes, you don't let them count the numbers impress you. Even though I was somewhat successful, me and a player was becoming too stressful. But ever since, the superwoman has come to my rescue. My winter's been wonderful, my summer's been special. I'm gonna fly the same bar while the villa be painted, just so we can get really acquainted. The love is real, there's no way it can feel like it's tainted, but I can't really explain it. Yeah.
Girl, the way you cook a steak, remind me of them strips and roof crisps. You
love my smile, no matter how chipped my tooth is. With you, it ain't because my whips is ruthless. I sit on chrome, dipped up deuces, and you ain't flattered by canary envious, dip taste juices. Cover ballers look dumb when they press you, fives and sixes. You don't let them count the numbers impress you. Even though I was somewhat successful, me and a player was becoming too stressful. But ever since, the superwoman has come to my rescue. My winter's been wonderful, my summer's been special. I'm gonna slide the same bar while the villa be painted, just so we can get really acquainted. The love is real, there's no way it can feel like it's tainted, but I can't really explain it. Yeah.
Around the car, isn't it ironic? Back to reality, the soul breathing heavily. in his eyes, he turned and then he said,
come on, come on, come on.